USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The fired Atlanta police officer who shot Rayshard Brooks twice in the back during a sobriety arrest faces a long list of charges, including felony murder. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
Family attorney Chris Stewart says the new charges against the officers involved in Rayshard Brooks' death are not a celebration.
It's not a day of joy watching the charges and what's going to happen to this officer, because it shouldn't happen. So it's heartbreaking, but it is an attempt to redefine justice.
This comes after Fulton County District Attorney Paul Howard filed felony murder charges against former Atlanta police officer Garrett Rolfe. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
A second officer also faces three charges. This is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by June 30th. You can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have, and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The CEO and co-founder of Netflix has made a big donation to black colleges. USA's Kenneth Burns has more.
Reed Hastings and his wife Patty donated $120 million to the United Negro College Fund, Spelman College, and Morehouse College. It's the largest ever gift to support scholarships at historically black colleges and universities. Hastings told CBS News he wanted to go big.
This year, with a tragedy in America and everyone feeling hopeless, we realized this is the time to do something bigger and to really try to bring the HBCU story front and center.
The donation comes as protests against racial inequality and police brutality has taken place across the country. Hastings has a $5.3 billion worth, according to Bloomberg. He hopes his donation would lead other wealthy individuals to give to HBCUs. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
With the recent Black Lives Matter protests, many big companies are rethinking their branding. Owners of the iconic Aunt Jemima brand have decided to make major changes to their logo. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more on the story.
The brand, its logo, and trademark image of what some used to call the Pancake Mammy has been around since 1893. It was already legendary when this TV ad was aired in the late 1950s.
For generations, frosty mornings have seemed warmer with stacks of
Aunt Jemima buckwheats.
It's the same today.
Well, not for much longer. Current owner Quaker, which is a PepsiCo subsidiary, says it's now getting rid of the logo and changing the name, as what many regard now as racist symbols are coming under more and more intense scrutiny, especially after recent deaths of African Americans at the hands of police. The Aunt Jemima character was based on an actual former slave named Nancy Green, and the original visual image was updated in the 1970s to look more like a modern black homemaker, but critics say the racist connotation remains, including the name Aunt Jemima, which comes from an old song performed by white performers in blackface. Quaker says ditching the image and the name is part of its effort to make progress towards racial equality. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You can listen to current or older newscasts anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.